This is April 16, 1970, 12th Annual Conference on Navajo Education, Shiprock, New Mexico. The first speaker that will be heard is Mr. Alan D. Yazzie from Navajo Community College.
Shiprock Elementary School Band, we thank you very much. Next will be performance will be done by Shiprock Junior High School Band.
In Christ Jesus, we shall be in the show of the Amen.
to have opening remarks to be made by our agency superintendent from Shuprock Agency, Mr. Melvin Jonas. Mr. Jonas, as you all know, has been around the reservation for many, many years. He's not the oldest Navajo on the reservation. He's next to the oldest person that's been on the Navajo for years. He has held various important jobs and has been the superintendent of the agency for a number of years. So we have open remarks by Mr. Elvin Jonas, agency superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. McKay, Mr. Lee, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really happy to have the opportunity to welcome all of you to the Twin Lands Navajo Education Conference. I also want to commend the Education Committee for bringing to our agency. We're pleased to be your guest. Now, as Mr. Yazzie said, I'm an old timer here. I've had probably the opportunity to observe a little better than 3 decades of progress on this reservation, including education. And I want to say that we are proud of the education program we have on this reservation. We're proud of the people that operate it. We feel that it's second to none, and it's among the best. And we have the location, the facilities to prove it. We're also pleased and proud to have the colleges represented here. This has helped us over many, many years. They set up programs, all of the adjoining colleges in the 4 states, set up programs for our people to upgrade them in their skills to do a better job with the students. Now that has been probably the greatest change on this reservation, is the matter of other agencies or other groups. Now back many years ago, we didn't have an education committee. We didn't even have a council. And it seemed like the Bureau was running everything, education and everything that happened on this reservation. Health programs, resources programs, the total. In the early 30s, other groups began to come in. The civil, CCC, Civil Conservation Corps, ECW, Emergency Conservation Work, SCS. However, they came into the reservation and worked on the reservation. But they were still under the general superintendent. Now we have today multiple agencies, you see, that work here. We have the Public Health Service. We're proud of their program. They've upgraded the health of the Indian people, the students. They have field programs. They work right out in the field. They have health aid. They have a health aid program that's very beneficial. We have another separate agency here, the ONEO, that have many beneficial programs on this reservation. Community Action, Head Start, and that type of thing. Home Improvement. Many, many things, and they're all of them are training programs, and we're pleased with them. Now, your theme, Navajo Education and its future, I think Navajo Education and its future is up to the Navajo people and the leaders of the Navajo tribe. I believe they can guide it in any direction they wish. I believe that. And they're doing a pretty good job of it right now. And I'm sure it's going to improve. And I would hesitate to even guess what it would be like 10 years from today. But I would suggest that they take a good, hard look. Before we make too many changes. Let's evaluate what we have, let's build on what we have. Now I have one or two other suggestions that I would like to make. I would suggest that we maintain the highest possible standards in all of our education programs. I would suggest, and I'm sure you'll get support if we just have a little less permissiveness and a little more discipline in our school. I think you'll be supported by the parents, by the educators, and also by the students. And I would suggest further that the changes take a coffee break, so to speak. Because, as I said, we feel we have a good program now. Let's evaluate it for years, a few years, and I'm sure we can improve it. And if we do those things, and with your help, and with the help of the Education Committee, our school boards, I'm going to say our own college. You see, I've been here so long, I'm about half an hour long. So our own community college, let's support it. Let's make it something great on this reservation. We do all those things, in my opinion. We don't need to worry about the future.
Thank you, Mr. Jonas. Representatives from other educational organizations that are dealing with our Navajo youngsters.